Okay, well, God bless everyone. It's a lovely night here, and we just got this rain that we prayed for so long, so we're very happy. And we should say God's timing is always good timing. Still, sometimes when we don't get what we want at once, we get impatient. But I think in God's eyes, it's smart when we are patient and consistent. Because God is not really late. So that's very good. I just want to share, we had fellowship last night. And it's always very interesting. It's very interesting to see that some people really learn a lot, not only we talk about miracles and healings, and that's a wonderful thing, but I think people also need to learn to relate better to each other, have better attitudes towards other people. We learn about communication, actually all through God's word. Like Proverbs is very interesting when it comes to interrelational fellowships and communication. And it takes time sometimes to build attitudes, and we can't receive, if we're not humble, we can't really receive from God, you know, and we can't even receive from each other because we think we know it ourselves. We really need to go to God first and ask Him, how should I handle such and such? And then we get helped. And sometimes it's from the, just from the word in the Bible, or it can be just by inspiration. And we learn from, I mean, we can also learn from our surroundings, from other people. It's a lot of things. But actually in the fellowship, we learn more. Because when God's people are together, we can teach each other. And, we had yesterday, 8 women together, and we had a totally new woman. A woman that comes not very often with us. She has, though, said that this fellowship we have has been so important for her life. And just by coming, not very often, she says that this fellowship has changed her life. So then I get humbled because I think that's how much it can mean. Our lives can have such a big impact on some people who really search God. And then she brought another lady that she had met who really needed healing. When she told about what she had experienced in hospitals and in her life with different things that had happened, it blew our minds. And she looked very healthy, so she had taken very well care of herself. She was a smart, intelligent woman, but she really needed healing. And there was another woman who has been with us for 3 years, and she came with spread cancer in her body. It has not gone worse in 3 years, and it has been both the liver, brain. So, and she said, I haven't been totally healed. I can't say I have been healed, she said. And she said her diagnose, and we started just to read from Matthew, just to make it very simple. We started to read from Matthew about the records when Jesus healed. And it says many places that he healed all kinds of sicknesses. All kinds of sicknesses. And also from the Acts, we see it. And we just read the scriptures. And then I arrested this other woman with the, it sounds like we're all very sick, but actually people come for help and healing. And I said to the woman who has the brain cancer, don't say that you have this and this diagnosis. Don't say that. Because when you say that you identified with your diagnosis, say that whatever you say, but I expect to be healed from this, or the doctor, you can say the doctor says I have this and this, but the word of God says I will be healed. So we just refer to the words we speak and how important those are. And the woman, the new woman, she was very familiar with what you say is what you get. What you pray for is what you get. So it was very interesting. And it was ministered to, and we just read these scriptures. And Magnil had the different testimonies about healing, and another one had testimonies about healing, so we could share the testimonies about healing. And this was about it. But very interesting, and we are around people who don't know very much about the Bible. We don't read, I mean, we say we don't go to the scriptures all the time, but it's actually useful and necessary to have some knowledge from the scripture also if you have nothing from before. So we have a couple that have been reading faithfully scriptures together every day, and actually there is quite a bit of fruit from that. So we're in in kind of growth, and we'll continue. And I really expect, we expect miracles, healings to happen. And I even have some health issues myself that I think I really need to sharpen up and get healed myself, so I don't teach others what I don't teach myself. That's also one. We're all in a learning process. Oh, it's about what I want to share tonight, and best to be with you. So bless you.